Okay, welcome. Today, I want to talk about the OpenSUSE SlowRoll distribution. You might have heard about it. It's got this nice little logo out of a competition, except we aren't yet sure which color it should be. Originally, I just copied the tumbleweed color because it's related to tumbleweed, but then people said, yeah, but then you can confuse it to tumbleweed because it's the same color, and maybe it should be red or dark red or whatever. So what is it anyway? So that's a relatively new distribution, nearly 2 years old idea now. Based on tumbleweed rolling, but not steadily rolling like tumbleweed does, but at a much slower volume. And the nice thing about it is that I hardly have to do anything for it, because I wrote the scripts once, and they hardly need any changing, and they do all the work by themselves, triggered by cron and other things. And one nice difference to tumbleweed is that it keeps the repository in maintenance mode. Like in Leap, you have this update repo, and you can roll back to older versions from the repository. That's especially important with kernels, where sometimes we do have regressions, and then when you find your Wi-Fi, your graphics doesn't work anymore, and you don't have ButterFS snapshots, or you want a new install, then you can still get the old packages out of the repo. Downside is that the repo metadata is a bit bigger. So super refresh gets a bit slower. Yeah, but there's some price to pay. And I even keep much older kernels from like last year. So if you want to do some regression testing, the SlowRoll update repo can help you there. And I keep matching KMP packages as well, so I can test these as well. So there's some advantages. So who's doing it? I'm doing the main part. I'm Bernard. Then we got the kernel long term. That's also available in Tumbleweed. That's maintained by Robert Frohl, and it really helps, because then you can stay on one kernel version, like we had kernel 6.6, and then we switched over to kernel 6.12, and that stays for a year in the repositories and always gets only these minor big ports. So usually you get less trouble, and the NVIDIA drivers are less likely to break with kernel long-term. That's really nice. And recently we got OpenQA tests made by Felix. And apart from that, there's a small community, mostly on our own subreddit called OpenSUSE SlowRoll. And there we have like 500 members, and some of them do report issues, or they say, yeah, this time it all worked smooth. So that's really nice to get some testing and feedback there from the community. So, yeah, but why should we do this anyway, this new distribution? Is it really worth the effort? And for me, there was this reason, so there's Leap, but Leap is now at 15.6, which has a base that's 7 years old, or even could be 8 years by now, so it's really old, and it shows in some places where new software just doesn't run on Leap anymore. So it will be a bit better with Leap 16, but maybe at some point it will get too old as well. So Leap was too old, Tumbleweed is rolling every day and moving really fast and getting a lot of updates every day, and every day you get the chance to break something, but if you don't update, then you don't get security updates either. So you need to update rather regularly to stay up to date, so that's also not so ideal. And some people even are on slower internet connections or metered internet connections where they have limited volume. And so SlowRoll is somewhere in the middle. It's closer to Tumbleweed, like 1 month behind at most, or a bit more than a month can be, but not too far. So we got pretty modern software in there, but not so many updates. It's rolling slower. That's the main idea. How do we do that? So Most of the stuff is in the tools repo, except that I didn't update the master branch for a while, so currently I pushed to the prod branch, and I need to go through there and clean it up a bit and push it. And then we have documentation on the wiki, and that was the old page that someone moved away to the archive, and then we have a new page that someone thought is better, whatever. But at least there's some description on what it's about and how to set it up. So we have own installer DVD ISOs, a new one every month, that you can download to install from, or you can use it to upgrade, do an offline upgrade from Leap or an offline upgrade from Tumbleweed. Or it also documents Zyperbay, so you can upgrade with Zyperdub from Leap or from Tumbleweed. Except from Tumbleweed, you can get downgrades, and some packages don't like that. Like if you do a major version downgrade with Firefox, then it says, oh, you got this profile written by a new version, and now you have an older version, and it might not be compatible. And so it's easier to upgrade than downgrade. And from the day-to-day operations, I capture some statistics using Moonin. And do we have the cursor here? You can see here the light blue graph that counts Tumbleweed packages that are different from SlowRoll. So here it was more at towards the end of the cycle, so we have like 3,000 different packages. And at that point, a new Tumbleweed snapshot got released. It went on to down the server, and a few minutes later, my cron job came around and said, oh, there's new packages, let's pick up the security updates and let's pick up some minor packages, package updates that were already a bit older. And those got submitted here to the build repository. And then it goes building, and building can take some time, especially if there's some GCC and Chromium involved, that takes some hours. And at some point, it was done building here and release things. And when it does release, my script does some special thing. It fetches all the binaries from the build project and checks if it's the same as a factory binary. And when we got the same build result as a factory binary, then we can just release the factory binary into the SlowRoll update repo. And we can discard our own build. But if there's a difference, then we need to publish our SlowRoll specific build. And at the end of the month, we need to drop the SlowRoll specific build so we get the original Tumbleweed build again. And that's visible here. The yellow part is the SlowRoll specific ones. And the red one is ones we copy from Tumbleweed. And if you do the sum of both, you get the green graph that contains both in the update repo, the SlowRoll specific builds and the ones we copied over from Tumbleweed verbatim. And if you have a SlowRoll, you can even see it in the repo. Like here, I have it. Our own builds have this appendix here where it says it's SlowRoll from the June version. And this one here is based on a Tumbleweed version that has a 2.1 number. So when we drop this one here later, it will upgrade to a newer version, which is a 2.1. And that's why I have a 2.0 in this place. Yeah. In the main repository, we just have the Tumbleweed snapshot, and the Tumbleweed snapshot only contains the original Tumbleweed binaries. So everything that goes into Tumbleweed will get to SlowRoll at the next monthly snapshot. That's also a principle here. Yeah, and this one. Yeah. Okay, so that's what happens every day. So we get a Tumbleweed update, we pick some packages out of that into SlowRoll, then we build it, we release it, then we are done for the day. And then the users can update to these versions with security updates, some bug fixes. And when we do that for a whole month, it looks like this. So at the start of the month, that's here. So we do the rollover around the 9th of every month. Then we have relatively low diff, a few packages in our build repository. So some I have to keep because we need the 32-bit versions, which is similar to the problem Leap16 has. And we just copy over the sources into the SlowRoll build project and rebuild it and publish it into the upright repo. So we have the 32-bit versions of these packages like Mesa or whatever we need. And then updates come in daily, and sometimes it happens that the build service is broken, and there's a lot of time where no updates happen on Tumbleweed. And of course, then we don't know, is this good? There's nothing new, so we can't pick new stuff into SlowRoll, and then SlowRoll doesn't get updates either. So SlowRoll depends really on Tumbleweed rolling, otherwise it can't roll itself. And after the time, Tumbleweed got a lot of updates, so some stuff got submitted but not released really. And then we also got a bit bigger update here, bit later. Yeah, but normally we follow Tumbleweed in the rhythm, but we have a much lower volume. That's where the difference is. So especially the big updates like KDE from 6.2 to 6.3, that waits for the monthly update, but the smaller updates that we can get in between. And if you do that for a whole year, that looks like this. Sometimes Tumbleweed moves really fast in one go. That's, I think, the Python 3.13 switch. When we said before, we had Python 3.11 as default, and then we have Python 3.13 as default, and in between, it needs to rebuild all the Python-related modules and other Python packages. That was a really big change here. And some other months, we had a similar thing. Yeah, but if you look here, SlowRoll didn't get it at that point. It just took the snapshot later, and then it had all the rebuild packages as well. So, yeah, the concept is really not good for rebuilding a lot of packages. So a few hundred, maybe even some thousand is okay, but 16,000, that's expensive. Yeah, and so every start of the month, we throw away the old stuff, and then it goes down again, and then it grows up with small updates over the month, and then it goes down again. And that's why you get this pattern here of like a sawtooth. Yeah. And yeah, there's some issues that we hit sometimes. For example, when packages get renamed, we have the old one in the Tumbleweed snapshot, but we might also get the new one via the updates. So they suddenly both exist in our repositories, and that can sometimes block builds or block installation when they conflict. Then you have to tell OBS to prefer one over the other, and that needs some manual work. And sometimes we also had issues when we added new packages, and these obsoleted old packages, but were not really compatible to the ones that they were replacing. So yeah, that also caused issues, but luckily not too big ones. Yeah, and to do my automation, I look at the changelog diffs. And sometimes in the changelog diffs, we have these references to CVEs, to security tracker numbers. Yeah, except it's not always really reference to CVE. Sometimes the changelog says, we are not affected by CVE something, or it says, we drop the patch for CVE something, and then it triggers the regular expression, but we don't really need to update there. So there's some fine-tuning to do. That's one of the spaces where I still do manual work so far. And yeah, I use some rare OBS tricks there. For example, I import a Tumbleweed snapshot, but that only contains binaries, but I also want the sources. For example, for the Pacman builds, Pacman links some packages from our side into their build service and rebuilds them, and for that, the sources need to be available in the right version. And to make that happen, I have a project link And project links in OBS we use, for example, for the ARM port. We link all the factory packages into the ARM port project, and then just rebuild everything. And we don't need to copy all the sources or even link individual packages. It's just a whole project link. And the same I do for the Slurl-based repository. In the Slurl-based repository, I have a project link to the factory. And there's a special IP call that's not well documented. That's called freeze-link. And when you call freeze-link, it will just remember the versions that were in tumbleweed at that point in time. And always link to these versions with a project link. And that's I'm using there. And but when you get new packages in tumbleweed, it will not be part of the structure that's frozen there. So they will appear as if the sources are available there. And if I do an RDiff to find differences, it will say, oh, it's already there in your base project, except we don't have the binaries really. Yeah, then sometimes you have these interdependent packages when you update OpenSSL 3 and your OpenSSL package says, yeah, but I want a specific version of OpenSSL 3 and you only got the new version, so you can't update now. Yeah. Then I have to rebuild the right packages and that needs some more thought about finding and detecting and doing this thing more automatically. Currently, I just occasionally check the build project, and the build project says, yeah, it's unresolvable because this version doesn't match something. And then I have to do it, but yeah, it's not, should not be too hard to automate. And the final thing we solved over the last year, that's building DVD images. We can build DVDs now, and the problem was that this factory tumbleweed snapshot that we import, that's imported through a mechanism called download on demand. So it pulls individual RPMs off the download server into the build service. Back even so, originally they were built in the build service, but it doesn't know. It's just some repository with binaries at that point. And it pulls back these packages, and for some reason, these couldn't be used for the product builder. And to work around that, I use the OSC release mechanic, and OSC release copies sources and binaries into another project, and then these can be used for building DVDs, and that's how it works now. There's still some things to do. For example, more tests. For example, we have a tool called InstallCheck that we use for Tumbleweed, so we can check, can you even install this package? And it says, no, it's unresolvable because it needs this version of library and something. And we could probably adapt that for Slurl and run it and notice if we release an update of something and it is not even installable, then we could at least notice and not need users to tell us that it doesn't work. And the other thing that's a bit related is, so we release as many CVEs bug fixes in the pipeline, but sometimes they get stuck in the middle of the pipeline, and currently we don't actually track that. So I push it into the build project, but if it's unresolvable, it doesn't build, then it doesn't get released as an update, can't. So if there would be some more proper tracking, that would be nice. And also, sometimes there's a known bug in some package and it already got a submit request pending towards a tumbleweed, towards factory. And currently we don't consider these. And we could. So there's some places where we could be smarter in how we do these updates. Yeah, but on the other hand, it's working amazingly smooth. Yeah, so every month I do these version bumps. That's when the new tumbleweed snapshot goes in and all the old updates get discarded and new updates get added on top. That's the version bump, and so far in the last month it's been really smooth because I have a big make file where it says do this, do this, do this, and sometimes things are not automated there, then it's just echo, please do this now. And over time I replace some of these echoes with actually doing that automatically. And that helps improve the automation. And as an achievement, we managed to skip major problems of Tumbleweed, because yeah, it was a major version update, for example, like the XIP backdoor that went to Tumbleweed, that was in a major version update, so Slowroll didn't get it. It would have got it 1 or 2 weeks later, but it didn't, because it was found in time, and we skipped it. And a few other issues as well, like with Intel wireless or some graphics problems. Yeah, but not all of them, unfortunately. So some issues do slip through. Yeah, and there was some discussion with the maintainer of Gecko Linux if he would like to use Slowroll as a base, and maybe he will. I didn't get much feedback there. They talked to one woman who said for the Uyuni project, which is part of the multi-Linux manager. They also consider enabling Slowroll for building, because Tumbleweed is really fast and Leap is really slow, and so there's some advantages. Yeah. So here's the Git repo with the prod branch. They can see the scripts and what they changed there over time, and there was some movement in the last year, over 100 commits. So there's things happening. And even outside of the Git repo, we have some fun. For example, there's this Tumbleweed wallpaper that I adapted, not only here in the corner. We have this Slowroll logo, but there was a Tumbleweed logo also here in the middle that's replaced with the Slowroll logo. A really decent one. Yeah, but now we got new Tumbleweed wallpapers, so we can discuss what do we do now. Yeah, and I think that's the end of the slides. Do we have questions already? There's a question. Do we have a microphone?
So I'm wondering, how do you technically deal with these problems that you described? So given that there's a bug or whatever in a Tumbleweed package, are you skipping these manually, or what's the approach that you not automatically get this package into Slowroll?
Yeah, so sometimes I just check and see, oh, there's an unresolvable package, and then I resolve the dependencies in some way. Yeah, but sometimes users tell me either through a bug report or through some other channel.
Okay, and then you just mark that package as don't take it for Slowroll and wait for the next version, or?
Yeah, depends. So I can delete packages from the update again and mark it as blacklisted, but that's relatively rare. And most of the time I just update some other packages from Tumbleweed as well to match the versions so they are compatible again.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, one thing that's different from Tumbleweed is that we can even do super up during the month, because of how the version numbering is designed here with the extra digits. So usually in the months you just go up, and only at the monthly version bump you need to do zipperdup. And zipper will even tell you, because there's a new product version package, an OpenSUSE release package. Yeah. So that's also quite nice. And there's a question, yay.
Yay. Is there already a immutable version of Slowroll, or can I get an immutable version by cross-grading from micro OS or something?
So in principle, yes. When you look, for example, for micro OS, in the repositories. Oh, not the repos, where's the release package? So in principle, you have a micro OS release package that is part of the Slowroll build. So it exists, you can do it sort of I don't test it, so but I heard of someone who does it and it works for him. So it seems to be an option.
You can also use the OpenSSL migration tool, which should be able to swap release a package as well as the repository, right? Then that would work, probably.
Yeah. What's this repository thing? So with Lora, I use a repository thing quite a lot, or is it code repos? Ah, yeah. So this thing that contains a so-called super service that adds repositories for you. And if you can install the OpenSUSE repo slowroll anywhere, either on Leap or Tumbleweed, then it will super dub to slowroll with the next thing. And I guess you can use it in MicroS or Aeon or wherever as well. So that would be the simplest way. Yeah, otherwise the repository setup is pretty simple. You have the base repo and an update repo. And even some non-OSS, but I don't care about non-OSS. That doesn't get any updates during the month. So it will just be part of the monthly snapshot. Yeah, and I think for OpenH264, we even use the Tumbleweed version because it doesn't move really much and is usually very compatible. So if you look at the details, yeah, that is the Tumbleweed version here. Yeah, one thing is when there's a CVE reported, it sends me an email and I get the change log here. And that's another of the open issues. For example, of this package, I already released the update for the 190 into slowroll, but it always diffs to the base version in the base snapshot repo. That also still needs fixing. So, still work to do. Do we have one or two more questions? There's one.
Good, thank you. Is there any plan to differentiate slow roll, or is it just a case of it is what it is and it will, you know, just track tumbleweed? Is there any plans for the future?
I didn't get the first part. What plans?
You know, are there any plans? So slow roll is, you know, just tracks tumbleweed. Yeah. Are there any plans to differentiate it at all from tumbleweed? You know,
no.
No.
No, no, it must follow tumbleweed because if we are too far apart, we cannot get updates automatically.
Right.
Because tumbleweed has these major version changes and we can't backport somehow these automatically. That doesn't work. That would be a lot of packaging work, extra testing work, and we don't want that. So that's why we resync every month. Initially, when I started, I tried to do slower cycles, like 6 weeks, 8 weeks. And then I noticed that at the end of the cycle, there was really few updates because there was already a major like KDE version and we couldn't take any updates from this major KDE version anymore because we were still on the older KDE version and slower and they didn't match up. And so that's why we are on monthly cycles and that's a good in between. So we can wait some weeks for the next KDE version, but we don't get too many updates in between.
Thank you.
I have a little task for you. We were just discussing yesterday in Katarmur that we would like to create new branding guidelines or like maybe not create it, but like go in the way that it would happen at some point. We would love to know a confirmed color. It could be different from the two proposed that you would love to use for your distribution. I have the same task for Leap. We have the same task for Tumbleweed. Think about it, you know, and tell us at some point that you would like to use this color. Okay? It doesn't have to be any of these two, by the way. It could be
so
different.
One branding guidelines that's specific to slowroll?
No. We have like generally guidelines for the entire project, like what colors can be used, and we would love to propagate distribution colors, the new font, we would like to choose new font and so on. But like we have a lot of uncertainties, right? And like reducing them would help us a lot. Just as a private task. Thank you.
Okay, let's discuss after. So. I think we are out of time, if I track it correctly. So thanks all for joining. And, yeah.